Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Christian. Here's an inside look at how to watch things. I just told Christem, I'm seeing, and I guess it's back in my algorithm now, I'm seeing more and more of B.B. Shea's hot dog reviews.
All right.
And when B.B. Shea does a hot dog review, which is his thing, he's in his car in the parking lot of whatever hot dog establishment he's gone to. And he's like, here it is. We're in this town today. And here's my hot here. And he'll show you a good picture of the hot dog. Sometimes when I see the hot dog, if it looks really good, like it's like, ooh, that looks really good.
Does B.B. Shea use one of those phone holders so the phone is steady again, like on the dashboard pointing toward him?
He does.
In the driver's seat.
Because it's very still.
Okay.
So he does.
What do they call those things?
The magnetic thing.
I don't know. Phone stand.
Yeah. I like that Chris Dem hasn't even bothered to watch a word. I mean, I know it has to have crossed his path at some point. And it's like,
I hadn't thought of that.
He doesn't even, I mean, he doesn't even know how he films them.
Good point. Mm-hmm. It's still as it can be. It's
yeah. Cool. Okay. Steady cam.
But his face is very
full
close.
Full frame.
Very close. Yes. Because he can he has to lean back to get the hot dog in and then he'll say mustard chili slaw, y'all. Here's what I was saying.
That's his catchphrase.
So yesterday I watched him eat another hot dog. I've probably watched him eat 20 hot dogs at this point. And he eats it. And then as he starts talking, we're like, okay, the chili is this, the slaw is sweet, whatever. And you can see the gummy glaze of chili and slaw on
right there with where enamel meets gum.
Yes.
Gum line.
Yes. And I'm disgusted, yet I can't look away. Yeah. I keep going back
I'm repulsed by the man.
Repulsed, but I keep going back to it, you know. And he has to wipe his face with his hands and stuff like that, you know.
And you wonder why I don't watch.
Yeah.
But once I do, I just cannot stop watching them.
Once you've sort of put that into your into the universe of algorithms, what else pops up?
Here comes others. You know, I know other guys. We got a guy that works here that does barbecue sandwiches.
BBQ Matt.
BBQ Matt. And it'll pop up now. And he's like, I'm over here in Ellerby, and I got a barbecue sandwich with a real soggy bun. And he's like, let me take a look at that. And then it's two larger Americans with – and then he's got slaw and everything up in his – and he's – I'm watching his mustache get bigger and bigger and fluffier and fluffier. And
yeah, he's going stash.
He is.
Oh, is it catching more food?
Yeah. It's like grabbing
the old crumb catcher.
Yeah. It's grabbing slaw and hanging on to it. And I'm just like, what am I watching? Why am I doing this? But I can't. I mean, maybe that's
not a hate watch, is it?
At first, maybe it was, but now I guess I just love B.B. Shea. I guess I just love him.
Yeah, he doesn't get quite the hate that for, say, if I was to eat a hot dog on screen, I'd be murdered.
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
no, comments would kill him.
Oh, yeah. It would be unbelievable. Like, you shouldn't eat that. B.B. Shea gets a little bit of a pass, I think, because he's also now done so many.
Well, I don't know, because the other day I saw something about you. I try not to read comments usually because, of course, they're always so negative toward me. But the other day, somebody put unpopular opinion. Biggie's movie reviews are boring. They're terrible. And I thought, my God, I hope my dear best friend doesn't see this. This is awful. But then people fought back for you. So many were
that's nice.
They're great. Mm-hmm. They're great. I love them. But about every third or fourth one, it was, they'd be great if Chris Kelly would shut up.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't pretend that didn't hurt, you know. But B.B. Shea usually...
I think I used my burner account for that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't my face, was it?
It was not your face.
No, no.
It was not your face, no. Mm-hmm. But I was reading all... But, you know, about every fifth or sixth, I was like, well, I've got to stop reading this now because all it is if he'd take it and shove it up his ass, it'd be a lot better. Let Biggie speak. Biggie's great. So they fought for you.
That's nice.
That was on the movie reviews, though. That was...
Yeah.
But
I think it's different if I was eating.
No, probably. But now this is the other thing I want to say about watching stuff. Biggie and I are known, as so many young people like us do, we turn on the captions on TV.
With American people speaking English.
Yes, we have.
American shows.
Yes.
Actors speaking English, you turn on the subtitles.
That's right. I started during The Crown, which had a British accent, which was hard to hear, and then kept it going through Succession because they would talk in low tones, and I was trying to figure out what they were saying. And now it's just on. Now, when I'm watching live TV, like a sporting event or something, that's on YouTube TV and they're not on. But everything else, Netflix and
others. Your each individual streamer, you've set it up.
Yeah.
So that it's automatically.
Yeah. So yesterday, during his movie reviews, horror movie reviews, Biggie reviewed Friday the 13th, Part 3, at my suggestion, and gave it 8 pumpkins.
Loved it.
So pleased to hear that. So I thought, well, I'm just going to go back. My wife had friends over last night. They were having a little dinner out on the lanai, and I was told, yeah, there was...
Well, what would she serve?
She served Chardonnay...
Pinot Gris.
And Pinot Gris.
A little Sauvignon Blanc.
And Sauvignon Blanc.
Was there any food?
I didn't see any.
So I don't know if I'd call it a dinner.
I didn't see any. No, dinner is, you use that term loosely, yes.
Okay.
But anyway, she told me, go up to the man cave and take this mongrel dog with you so that nobody has to trip over this dog.
Meaning?
Yeah, no one's leg is on.
Franklin the pup, yes. So I took him up, and I was just sitting there, nothing on TV, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go ahead and watch Friday the 13th from the beginning. You know, the very first one, because I had just heard the review of Friday the 13th, Part 3. Well, I made it through 1 and 2 while they were down there with their dinner. And so I saw the first 2 Friday the 13th, and the captions were on, which mm-hmm. I've never had on before. Now, here's what I learned. At the very beginning of Friday the 13th, it said in 1958, this is the first kills at Camp Crystal Lake. 2 counselors, they're playing.
It's 1958 when it opens?
It starts in 1958.
Oh, I remember that.
But then there's 2 killings. And then it fast forwards like to Friday, June 13th, and it says present day.
Okay.
So the first 2 are 1958, and then the movie set in 1980. So 2 counselors, there's a group of counselors sitting around a campfire, and they're singing Kumbaya and other, literally. And
really?
Yep. And one makes eyes to the other, and they sneak off, and they're like, "Well, we'll go back up to the, why don't we go over here to this cabin?" That's
little grab ass.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Let's get it on," you know. And this is 1958, and they were doing this, teenagers. So I was like, "Okay, cool." So, and by the way, I've stood at the very spot where the 2 were ready to make love.
He's masturbating here. Not supposed to do that.
It's hard to masturbate with all the cackling from downstairs, but.
The tinkling of glasses.
I was at sleepaway camp. Remember, I was at sleepaway
camp? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I stood right where the 2 were ready to make love. But in the middle of their making out, here comes Ms. Voorhees, and she kills them both. Mm. Well, here's what I learned. Their names. Because when they spoke to each other,
it has
the characters' names.
Yeah.
And it's never said. It's like...
But it would be buried in the credits,
yeah,
right?
I think in the credits it even says, like,
Counselor 1, Counselor 2.
Counselor 2.
Wow.
But they're in it that short amount of time. They're in it 1 minute, and both are killed almost instantly. And their names, which I shared with my sleepaway camp buddy, are Barry and Claudette. And it just says, like,
it's great trivia.
Wow. It is. Yeah. I'm talking about trivia. You would never, ever in a million years know. And it says, Barry, you know, want to get it on? Claudette, you're so hot. And that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all they get to say to each other. And,
Kumbaya.
And I saw it.
Yeah. I'm really shocked that they even gave them names. I thought it was just Counselor 1, Counselor 2.
I know. Yeah. They don't say it to each other. And in fact, at the very beginning, like when they're sneaking away from the campfire, a guy goes, "Where are you guys going?" And it says, Jay, where are you guys going? So I guess do they have to give a name to everybody in the movie?
No. I don't think so. Biggie's right. There are plenty of credits to just say girl one or hostess.
I was very surprised.
A lot of times your famous actors and actresses, if you go to their IMDb mm-hmm. and look at their early stuff, it's like, you know, girl at party.
Yep.
And, party guest.
And then it would say, like, Claudette, pleasurably moans. Barry, pleasurably moans.
Me, pleasurably moans.
Viewer. Viewer heads over to door and locks it.
Good stuff. I'm just, what I'm saying to you is leave on the caption.
Viewer tells dog, look away.